I was hoping I didn't have to use this. We're down a walkie-talkie. Scoot back a little. Do you want to sit on the stairs or do you want to sit on the floor? What do you guys want to do? Move a little more so they can. Can you guys hear me?
Okay, good.
Have you ever heard that expression? I have to see it to believe it. Maybe you guys have used that expression. No? You never heard that? Well, what if, let's say, your brother or sister who really likes to skateboard or jump on the trampoline, do you guys have one of those? A big one. Okay. Well, what if... What if your brother or sister came running in the house and said, I just learned a new trick. I can do a triple flip. And you said, well, I'd have to see that to believe it. And you didn't really actually believe that your brother or sister could do that triple flip until you really saw them do it. Now, do we actually have to see things to believe that they're real? What are some of the things that we can't see, but we know are there? Anybody? Emma? What? Jesus? God?
I was going to say that.
Well, you did. Becca? Air? Anybody else? Well, that's a good one, because I was going to use that as an example. We don't see the air around us, but we can feel it. Can we see it blowing things around? What did we see this morning? Like, I think Auntie M was involved. There was a lot of air. We don't see this, do we? Can we feel it? You can see the fan, but can you feel the air? All right. And we can see it blowing leaves and feathers and all sorts of things. Well, we can't see sound waves, but when we hear a loud noise, try to do it, we know that that sound is real. It's a poor example, but I can't whistle. Can anybody whistle really loud? Try to whistle. You can? Well, you can't see that, but you can hear it, right? Can we see the love that our parents and our friends have for us? Can we feel their hugs? We can hear their loving words and we know that they love us, right? Now, can we see Jesus, the real Jesus, not a picture of Jesus, but the real Jesus? Well, how do we know he's real? That's a tough one, huh? Oh, that's a good. Because what? Because he's right next to you? What?
The gospel.
The gospel, okay. We believe what the Bible tells us, right? We feel Jesus' love in our hearts. And we see how people are changed when they let Jesus into their lives. They're happier, they're kinder. So just because we haven't seen Jesus doesn't mean that we don't believe in him. Right? Did everybody listen to the gospel today?
Yeah.
Oh, you did? And it was about a certain disciple named Thomas. Yeah. And he did not believe that Jesus came back to life. Did you hear that in the story? when Jesus appeared to the disciples after he died and rose again, Thomas wasn't there. So Jesus showed himself to the disciples, and when he heard the story, he was like, I'd have to see it to believe it. I'd have to touch him. I'd have to see it, his scars. And he doubted. And that's why you hear that expression, doubting Thomas. So if somebody doesn't believe something, that's where you get that term from. Have you ever heard that? Well, then some days later, when the disciples were all together, Jesus came back. And he went to Thomas and he said, touch my scars where the nails were in my hands, and put your hands on my wound where the spear pierced my side. Because he didn't want Thomas to doubt anymore. And finally, Thomas believed. But Jesus said to him, you believe now that you have seen and you have touched me, but blessed are those who haven't seen and believe anyway. So it's something to think about. We believe what we don't see, and we trust that. And you are all blessed. We are all blessed because we believe in Jesus, even though we don't see him, because we feel him in our hearts. Do you feel Jesus? Do you see, know that now that we don't need to see him? No? Well, we believe anyway, and we trust that we feel that love from Jesus and that he'll always be with us. Does anybody have anything they want to add to that? What did you say? In your heart?
Yeah.
Say it.
Precious to your heart.
That's very nice. Anybody else? Okay. Okay, we're going to say a little prayer. Can everybody hold each other's hands? Everybody touch and hold each other's hands. Okay. All right. Jesus, thank you for being alive and for being here with us. And thank you for helping us to believe that you will always be with us. Amen.